Discussions about the Greek debt crisis often compare the Greece of today to its ancient role as the birthplace of democracy. But Greek-American novelist Henriette Lazaridis Power, editor of the online literary journal The Drum here in Boston, says the ancients have little in common with modern Greeks.
The fact is, modern-day Greece is not the descendant of Periclean Athens, but the descendant of 500 years of Ottoman rule that created a taste for labyrinthine bureaucracy, a desire to outwit authority, and a disregard for civic society. Here's how it works in modern Greece. A civil servant volunteers to assess valuable items as old junk so a widow won't pay a higher tax. A contractor encourages a homeowner to wall in an outdoor space and signs off on the creation of an illegal room. A homebuyer wants to fabricate paperwork to evade the tax he's supposed to pay. Events like these, from my own experience, are replicated all over the country every day. While I do worry about how my Greek friends and family will cope with more and more austerity measures, I don't worry that they'll be upset by my observations. Because like most Greeks, they agree. The nationwide refrain to any conversation about corruption is, "You're right, we Greeks are always looking for a scam." Greeks consistently identify themselves as morally impaired in comparison to, say, the Germans, and this goes back decades before the current crisis. Here's the problem. Even though it's the birthplace of democracy, Greece has a poorly developed sense of civic responsibility. If you volunteer for something, you're a sucker. If you pick up your garbage or, God forbid, anyone else's, you're a fool. With few exceptions, like an upsurge in volunteerism surrounding the Athens Olympics, the culture embraces the view that you take care of your immediate family and the rest of society be damned. The real ancestor of today's Greece is not some Athenian holding a scroll of philosophical wisdom. It's Karagiozis, the main character in the traditional shadow theater that's performed in Athens even now. Karagiozis is a poor Greek man living under the rule of an Ottoman vizier. He has a long left arm, the better to slip into people's pockets. He's always trying to outwit the vizier, and he's always being beaten for his pains. Karagiozis, conniving, downtrodden, miserable, is the model for Greece. And the fact that Greeks themselves embrace this tells us that Greece's troubles are both larger and more essential than the press and the politicians have understood.
Henriette Lazaridis Power is a novelist and the editor of the online audio literary magazine The Drum. She's also the co-founder of Zip Code Stories, heard regularly here on Radio Boston. And listeners, Henriette and I will be hosting a live Zip Code Stories event tomorrow night at 6:30 at Think Tank in Cambridge. It's the first event of a series we're calling Lounge Lit, and you'll have a chance to hear from some local writers, enjoy beer, wine, and appetizers with us, so I hope you'll come out. For information on the event, visit radioboston.org.
Up next, Atlanta-based artist Radcliffe Bailey brings his improvisational imagination to Wellesley College. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.